Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And here comes Tua.
Well, I just opened the window in this press box. I want to feel the greeting for my man Tua.
So with 2:27 left in the fourth quarter, the Dolphins up 24-0. The Tua Tagovailoa era begins. Tua under center, hands the football to Bria. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all.
I don't know, Joe, that was a really good handoff. Did you see that? That was great left-handed handoff.
And Tua out of the shotgun. Play action fake is going to go right and throw. It's complete along the far side to Patrick Laird. Threw it out of his end zone, running away from two defenders.
Nice to reach your first pass, isn't it?
Yep.
Through the shotgun again. Jets coming after him. Yeah, here they come. Gets it off and it's caught by Grant at the 17-yard line. It's a third down conversion.
First one of the night for the Dolphins. It does feel good to see him in there.
I mean, I think he was happy to be out there. You know, it was nice to get a couple throws in, too. That was a cool moment for him. Just the reception, too, of the fans that were here and everybody on the sideline. We're all excited to see him get out there.
Yeah, I feel healthy. I think it was a great play call by Chan to kind of get things going for me. It was an easy completion. But to just be out there with my teammates, that was awesome.
Ah, feels so good to hear it again. You know, as I'm watching the Buffalo Bills take the field here in this early Monday night football game, and we bet the Chiefs -5.5, but we generally follow the rule, always bet the home dog on Monday night. Why did we not do that this time?
Because I think we get too emotional and we just decide to do something, and that's why we lose money.
Because I feel like I really thought this out. Now I feel like I want to bet Buffalo.
Why would you do that now? We already put the bet in.
I know. I feel terrible about it. But, like, I mean, who bets the...
Do you think Chuck, Dr. Chuck, and Jim, and our whole thread want to hear this now, Hawk?
Why didn't you correct me when I said let's bet Kansas City?
Because I'm a good friend, and if you feel good, I'm going to ride with you because I'm your dog. Like, yeah, that's what you need out of your friends. But then if you have your dog on your back and he's right there with you, you can't go the other way then, Hawk. I was riding. I was your man.
But did you see what I did this weekend?
Hawk. I thought we go day to day. I didn't think we went back. Did we
Let's
go back?
Let's go, KC. There's our guy, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go. Mahomes.
Don't act like that now. I just heard what's in your heart. You just showed me your heart. And now
I think I needed to think this through a little more.
Oh, that's what's the problem with 5 p.m. Monday night games. We're not off air. We can't think and talk.
I know. That's the problem. I never think during this show. Now it's going to cost me money.
What happened?
You ever heard this show?
Hey, touche, touche. I'm with you.
I have to read you Manish Mehta, what he wrote in the New York Daily News. We had him on last week to talk about the Jets. You know, he's a big Adam Gase detractor. Here's some of what Manish Mehta wrote today in the New York Daily News about Adam Gase and the Jets. The laughter has reached the point of no return when your face starts hurting because the knee-slapping hilarity just won't stop. The Jets are much worse than just a bad football team now. They're a laughingstock careening towards historic ineptitude. Giving Adam Gase his walking papers won't be an elixir, but it's a common sense first step towards shedding this franchise's punchline status. Otherwise, the chuckles will sound like a bass drum. Gase wakes up Monday as the head coach of the only winless team in the NFL through 6 weeks. A sad, desperate salesman quickly running out of suckers that will buy his pitch. Gangrene's latest blooper reel, a 24-0 wire-to-wire loss to the Dolphins on Sunday, was no more painful to watch than the first five defeats. It followed a familiar script littered with poor play calling, nonsensical decision-making, and awful execution. There's an art to being this terrible. The Jets' average margin of defeat in their six games, 18.3 points. We haven't done anything well this year at all, Captain Obvious said as he fell to 30 and 41 as an NFL head coach. We hurt ourselves so much. Gase, who is now 9 and 27 on the road, has become a master of losing with his special brew of brutal play. The Jets fell to 0-6 for only the second time in their 61-year existence and first since a bespectacled, balding chap who went by the name of Rich Kotite led the charge for a 1-15 squad 24 years ago. Gase capped a week when he supposedly pondered relinquishing play-calling duties by getting undressed by the team that fired him less than 2 years ago. The Dolphins, set free after being held captive by this charlatan, looked revived and rejuvenated with a real leader of men guiding them. Isn't that a great sentence?
Damn.
The Dolphins, set free after being held captive by this charlatan, is a really great line.
Yes.
Gase, who left Hard Rock Stadium a loser for the second consecutive season, has more double-digit losses, 32, than total wins as a head coach. He's lost 26 games by at least two touchdowns and 20 games by at least 18 points. His offense has scored a grand total of six touchdowns in six games. By every objective measure, he is the clear-cut worst offensive mind in all the land. The Jets averaged 2.9 yards per play as they fell behind 21-0 by halftime. They went 0-for-12 on third downs before some garbage time stat padding bumped it up to 2-for-17. They managed 106 net yards with less than 4 minutes to go in the third quarter before the Dolphins started making dinner reservations and gave them some courtesy yardage in the fourth quarter. I didn't think it was lifeless, Gase said. Offensively, we were frustrated. You think? Writes Manish Mehta. Gase's offense, which was circling the drain in nearly every statistical category entering the game, went three and out in six of their first nine drives. Flacco mixed in an interception, and Braden Mann added two of his 10 punts during that stretch. Pro tip, it's never good when your punter walks on the field 10 times. Oh, and Flacco took a 28-yard sack, too. Greg Williams' defense held Ryan Fitzpatrick and company to just 3 points in the second half, but the damage was done before intermission. The Jets couldn't stop Myles Gaskin on the ground and fell apart in the red zone to help dig a three-touchdown hole that they didn't come close to climbing out of. Along the way, Gase exhibited unofficially reason number 1 trillion why he has little clue how to manage a game. For some unknown reason, Gase trotted out kicker Sam Fricken to try a career-long 55-yard field goal with a minute remaining in the third quarter while his team was trailing 24-0. Evidently, Gase didn't have a calculator or pen and paper handy. Otherwise, he would have figured out that his team would still be trailing by 3 scores, even if Fricken made the moonshot field goal. He missed it, in case you were wondering. And it goes on and on. I mean, he torches him. And
he didn't just miss it. He didn't even get close.
I know. He torches them. He ends it with, the next time Gase sets the right example might very well be the first. In a week that began with cutting Le'Veon Bell and ended with trading respected leader Steve McClendon to the Buccaneers after the game, there are few folks in the organization that respect this head coach. He's a dead man walking, hoping for relief that isn't coming. It makes sense to put him out of his misery and quiet some of the laughter. Harsh but true.
It is. And, man, it's different with Gase, man. Like, I'll tell you that, you know, be honest, Bill Belichick got fired from the Browns back when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bruce Arians got fired. Pete Carroll, he's been fired. Like, this is coaching. Like, coaches get fired. Coaches don't figure it out young or whatever it is. The variables, the quarterback, their roster, they don't figure it out. I will say this with 100% confidence. I don't give a damn what you give Adam Gase. He is not going to be a good coach. He can coach Peyton Manning if Peyton Manning checks off of everything. But, like, right. Give Adam Gase the keys to something. Bro, this dude is crazy. And I won't even say we, Hawk. I won't put you in this because I don't want to throw you in this pot. I defended Adam Gase for about a year and a half when he was with the Dolphins, and then I smartened up. This dude is terrible at his job.
He's not only a bad on-field football coach, he's just not a good leader of men. And that's the problem. And that's what happened with you and Cam Cameron. Like, Cam Cameron was obviously a very good offensive mind, or it seemed like, but he was not a leader of men. You knew that. And I think a lot of the Dolphins and certainly the Jets now realize he's not a good leader of men. He's constantly, Manish Mehta writes it all the time. He's constantly throwing people under the bus. His management style is just weird.
And it's funny. And a lot of people, we'll go big picture here because we've picked on Gase. And I'm going to put Gase in it. I'm not going to let him off the hook. But we're going to talk, you know, between me and you, where I would say more people can't communicate than can communicate in this world. Like, I think less people know how to talk to another human being and find a mid-ground than people that do know how to talk and find a mid-ground.
Agreed.
But being a head coach of an NFL team, I think that has to be in your repertoire.
Yep.
You're talking to millionaire men. You're talking to coordinators. You're talking to linebacker coaches, DB coaches, D coordinators, offensive coordinators. I think communication has to be a mainstay in those good coaches. And I do believe I know that Belichick knows how to communicate. I personally know Andy Reid, guys that even recruited me or thought about drafting me, I would say, not recruiting me. Like, I've communicated with even like a Mike Tice. Mike Tice was a great communicator, and he wasn't a great head coach, but I loved sitting down and talking to Mike Tice, which is a random-ass name.
Right.
But Gase does not have that, man. Gase does not know how to – remember when Rashad Jones didn't play in the second half of a game?
Yes.
And he didn't even know that he wasn't playing. Like,
right.
How,
never walked over to check with his defensive coordinator. Never, like, just did, like, bizarre. He's a very bad coach. He's a very bad head coach.
And a very bad communicator. And I think that's his main problem is that he doesn't know how to talk to people. How can you talk to an organization? And as a head coach, you have to talk to the OC, the DC, the assistants, the quarterback, the middle linebacker, and you could go all the way down the list that you have to be able to communicate with. It's only really, to be honest, guys, there's 22 guys on the defense and offense and about six coaches on both sides of the ball. So 22 plus 12, what's that, 34? 34 humans.
No idea.
You're mad. That's terrible. 34 humans that you have to be able to communicate with, and Gase can't get that done. There's a lot of people that could get that done, and Gase can't get it done. Bro, I don't know how Gase tricked these people for so long,
amazing.
But I hope one day, Hawk, I hope one day that we can Adam Gase. Let the Hoffman and Crowder show Adam Gase somebody.
For
and
real.
We need to get 5 years of something crazy with millions of dollars involved
for
and
real.
Then just trick them. And me and you will call each other every night and be like, bro, how long are we going to ride this train?
How are we doing this? I feel that way about this entire job, but it's been a long while.
How long are we going to ride this train, Hawk? How long are we going to trick these people? Because Gates been tricking people for years.
Let's get headlines real quick here from Alejandro Solana as we do the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
These headlines are from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. The Dolphins, 3-3 now, second in the AFC East. They've outscored teams by 47 points and are tied with Pittsburgh for the fewest points allowed per game, behind only Baltimore after their 24-0 win over New York.
All righty. Kansas City Chiefs are punting right now. Bills punted on their first possession. Chiefs are punting right now around midfield.
The Miami Hurricanes improved to number 11 in the AP poll ranking. They beat Pitt 31-19 on Saturday.
All right, very good. They got UVA this coming up Saturday.
After the Chiefs and Bills game at around 8:15, it's the Cardinals and the Cowboys. Again, kicks off at 8:15. That's on ESPN, Monday Night Football.
I will be watching.
I'm
watching football right now. I'm going to be watching football all night.
Bro, what is Andy Dalton going to do with this team? That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see.
Finally, guys, Bob Ryan, you may remember him, a former Boston Globe columnist. You see
I saw this. I used to watch him on sports reporters all the time.
Yeah, sports reporters. And
with
the funny
teeth, with the buttery teeth.
Yeah.
Yes, buttery teeth.
He has a lot of butter on his teeth, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Never seemed to fix it either. A lot of guys on TV.
Nope, didn't care.
They'll throw on the veneers or maybe hit up a dentist once a year.
Crowder, you don't have to go Crowder to the dentist.
Butter comes from a toothbrush. Like, all Bob had to do was hit it with the toothbrush.
But Crowder was thinking about veneers a couple years ago, and then you backed out.
Yeah, because I didn't want them big-ass, goofy-ass, something about Mary teeth. I couldn't do it, man.
It would be a funny change for you because your teeth are so strange. It would be like me getting
you
a hairpiece.
What am I? What
well,
am I teeth
nah, but it would be like me getting a hairpiece with a giant amount of hair. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to just dabble in, like, oh, here's a couple, I got a couple of patches, you know, like a massive amount of hair. Your teeth, if you all of a sudden showed up on TV with big veneers, it would be very noticeable.
If I have Shannon Sharp teeth, I'll talk like him. Hey, Skip. Hey, Hawk.
Skip.
Hawk, what are you going to do about these Dolphins, Hawk? I can't talk like that and look like that.
All right, so go ahead, tell the Bob Ryan story, because this is funny.
Yeah, anyway, Bob Ryan, he it was a shocking admission on Twitter over the weekend. In his 74 years of life, he has never heard of or tried a Twix candy bar.
The tweet was really funny. I got to see if I can find it, because it wasn't just like he was admitting something. It was the way... I got to find it.
I know, old though, man. Old people eat licorice.
Old people like licorice, you're right.
Old people eat licorice and root beer barrels. I think Bob Ryan is a licorice root beer barrel.
Oh, did I love root beer barrels. What a great candy reference.
That's what old
Do they
people...
make those anymore? Did I love a root beer barrel.
You can't go to any real store. Go to the Dollar Tree, you'll find a root beer barrel. But
I love a root beer barrel.
You showing your age, man.
I don't care, man. Okay. I am grinning from ear to ear. I forgot about those candies. Those are great. Bob Ryan, Saturday, just tweeted out, "What the hell is Twix?" That's funny. It's not what is a Twix, what is this Twix bar, just what the hell is Twix? And then it went crazy on Twitter. And then his follow-up tweet, "Sorry, folks, never in my life heard of Twix. And many of you probably never heard of a Clark bar. Anyway, everyone knows that if we were constitutionally restricted to one candy, it would have to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups."
Don't try to get on my good side now, Bob. You Clark.
Clark what bar is a funny reference, too. You ever heard of a Clark bar?
No. What is a Clark? What is it?
It's caramel? A candy bar. Have you ever heard of a Zagnut?
I've seen Zagnut, but it was big in a movie. Was that Back to the Future or something?
No. Zagnut was in a... I don't know if it was in Back to the Future, but it was in a Zagnut was in a Chevy Chase movie.
Zagnut was huge in one of those movies.
No, it was 48 Hours. It was 48 Hours. Remember, he wanted to have dinner. Eddie Murphy wanted to have dinner, and Nick Nolte took him to the vending machine.
Yes.
And he said, here's your goddamn dinner.
How are you that old and remember a scene from a movie, man? Look at that memory,
bro.
I'm proud.
It's very weird the way my mind works.
I'm proud of you. I am so proud of that mind.
I forgot who we bet on this game, so I don't know if I'm rooting for Buffalo or Kansas City.
But you remember Nick Nolte and
so
Zagnut.
Zagnut, here's your goddamn dinner. I love that scene.
I'd give you a hug if I was close to you.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us next. We're going to talk a little Hurricanes football. We talked plenty of Dolphins today with Safedine and Nat Moore. Gino Toretta was at the Hurricanes game on Saturday. He was on the call for his touchdown radio. So we'll get some Hurricanes opinions, and we can talk as we just read you the Manish Mehta story about Adam Gase. We can ask Gino his opinion on a bad coach like Adam Gase. So Gino here momentarily.
Guys, you got to get out to Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet and see my man Eric Nunez. Lou Back Road has been giving deals to people since the 1950s. Since the 50s, giving generation after generation deals on these Chevys. Y'all know I love Chevys. I have people all the time come up to me when they hear me read a commercial. They'll see me out at a gas station or at a grocery store and say, bro, you really have a Suburban? You have a Silverado? I said, man, I'm telling you that Eric Nunez hooks me up like he hooked you up, like Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet has hooked up every single family that ever came there. No one sells Chevys for less, and no one has ever sold Chevys for less than Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. And Eric tells me he keeps up with it. He is the best in the business. He says there's fake deals and fake pricing going on right now. I'm here to tell you, Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet has the lowest prices anywhere, and I'm talking about real prices. Not tell you one number online or on the phone, and you go down, and it's $8,000, $10,000 more. Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, the price they show is the price you get. Stop falling for the fake price nonsense, because that's not what Lou Back Road gives you. But I'm going to tell you the way to get away from that. Just go to Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They have thousands of vehicles, new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery or pickup. If you want to go test drive, go down and test drive. I go down there all the time. The immaculate showroom, right off 441. Immaculate showroom, award-winning sales staff, award-winning service department. Nunez is the best.
Buffalo just did a flea flicker, threw it into the end zone, and Kansas City's going to get flagged for PI here. Sorry, were you talking?
So first and 10 on the one. Well, that's what Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet
gives
you.
Who do we have in this game?
When you're buying a car, they give you first and gold on the one, because they're going to give you the best deals, just like Buffalo Bills are about to have. Get 1 yard and four downs, and you have the best price on a Chevy. But seriously, are they going to give you the best price? They're going to treat you like family, because that's what they love, is their customers, and they're going to get you the best vehicle at the lowest price. And they tell me, Eric tells me, that's a guarantee. Guaranteed real pricing. Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ooh, I think they picked up the flag. Second and 10, it says. All right.
Well, Lou Back Road will not pick up the flag once they give you a price.
I
put it into the read I had.
No, that was good. Yeah, and then you backed yourself right out of it.
There we go.
All right. Gino Toretta joins us next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Drop your draw.
Hock and Crowder.
I've got drawn butter inside my DNA.
The sad or glorious thing, I don't know which way to go, is that I know
glorious.
You're 100% correct. You want to go with glorious? You'll put some melted
glorious.
Butter on anything.
Ooh, Buffalo just scored a touchdown. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It is now 10-7 Buffalo Bills over KC. 9-7, but Buffalo point after try pending. But they just drove downfield, as did Kansas City the drive before that. It's funny. So Gino Toretta was on. Then at the end of the interview, I asked him about who's the best team in the NFL, Clemson or Alabama. Let's see if this is actually a touchdown. Wow, what a catch. Unbelievable. who's better, you know, Alabama or Clemson? So some guy texted in, Geno hates Alabama. They kicked his ass times 10. He's a hater of the team that took his dreams away, just like a little bitch. See all your dreams go down the drain. So I text him back. I go, yeah, Heisman Trophy and a couple of national championships. They really stole his soul. So the guy texted back, Hawk, he never won a national championship. George Teague took it and the defense. So I texted back, he won the national championship in 89 and 91. And then he texted back, oh, my bad. He can talk now. LOL, roll tide.
It's when y'all hear me on the slow argument when y'all are talking with Gino about Canes, because Hawk, I can't argue what he did, bro, is success in its finest.
Yeah, Heisman Trophy, couple national championships.
I would tell you, Texter, I love your passion, but you got to do a little more research.
Because, yeah, no, Gino, I'm all Gino's about it. Not trash talk all you want, but yeah.
Yeah, Gino's not the guy to go at. Let's go at Brock Berlin. We can go at Brock now.
Gino is decorated, highly decorated. All right, so KC and Buffalo playing right now. Look at the text from Dr. Chuck on our gambling thread. he's not happy with our KC -5.5 bet right now.
And if we tweeted out our gambling thread, everybody would think we're lunatics. So please, let's just leave it between us five, okay?
We'll keep it private. All right. So, and then you got Dallas and Arizona coming up as the regular Monday Night Football game tonight. Everybody was excellent today. Yeah. Had Gino Toretta there, Safid Dean, and Nat Moore from the Miami Dolphins, and a fun celebratory Monday, as I said. Canes and Dolphins win. I'm all good. So, Dolphins, this is a bye week, and the Canes have UVA on Saturday. Tomorrow, we'll have the Don Bailey Jr. calls, Solana?
We will.
All right, so DBJ's calls from Saturday. We'll have those tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Talk About It Tuesday. Twan Russell is going to join us tomorrow. A little trash talking coming between the very godly Twan Russell and the not-so-godly Channing Crowder as they each rep their high school football team. You heard me! Stand with my cane just the way Nat Moore stood with you.
I'm baptized. I don't know if you knew. I've been baptized, Hawk. So,
that's it?
Just keep it straight. Yeah, man, I got my head dumped under that.
You know what? Twan gets baptized every week. So what do you think about that?
He didn't get baptized Friday because I know he knew what happened on Friday night. But we'll get into it tomorrow.
You got baptized Friday night. You got baptized.
Oh, so I see. You're not a saint.
I am not. What's coming up at 6 o'clock on 790, the ticket, Solana?
On 790, we're actually going directly into this Monday Night Football game, Chiefs-Bills action.
Ah, all right, yeah. Very cool. So it's 10-7 Buffalo right now, leading Kansas City. Buffalo kicking off after their touchdown. And on 560?
We got Best of the Joe with Dan Day.
All right, 560 the Joe Rewind coming up on 560 WQAM the Joe.
Maybe
all right,
not.
That'll do it for us.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein.
Why don't you check before I ask you? And then why do you give an answer if you don't know?
It was a pretty good guess, I think.
No, it wasn't. Like, I could have made it up as well, is my point. Like, I literally didn't know, so I asked you what's coming up. I could have just made something up, too.
It was a pretty good guess, I think, though.
But you're either right or wrong, and you were wrong. So how's it a good guess?
I was wrong. You're correct. But South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein, my guy, my dude, coming up.
Solana, you are my 9-year-old. I swear to goodness, I just see so much of him in you.
It's just like, why say what's coming up if you don't know? Oh, I don't know. Let me ask Dan Day. I mean, I don't even understand that. And then it was a good guess. You're either right or wrong. You're wrong. How is it a good guess?
I was 1-for-2 there though because I had 790 correct, and it's hard to keep up with two station schedules. It's very hard.
Right, but you don't have to make up an answer. Hey, Lil Chan. My point.
Lil Chan, you have homework this week. Yeah, I have something in English, not math, though. Yeah, a little something. He doesn't know what's going on.
It is. All right. Yeah, thanks, DJ. Real good, David. It's like
you
talking
know what?
To my kid.
It makes we have sons, so it makes it easy for us to deal with Solana having
right.
sons.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I get to work, and it's still I still have to parent. All right. You just ruined the whole day, Solana.
I disagree. I think we had a fun day.
And we did, up until you ruined it. Next time, I'm just going to ask Dan. I'm not even going to ask you anymore. All right. That'll do it for us. So what's coming up on 560?
I think best of the Joe with Dan.
Thanks, Hawkey.
First of all, it's not even called Best of the Joe anymore. It hasn't been called that for weeks. It's called 560 The Joe Rewind. So he was even wrong on his guess. Even if he was right, the name was wrong. So just a disaster.
Hey,
just
Lil
a total
Chan,
disaster.
Do you have math homework? I'm going to start calling you Lil Chan, Solana.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Was Tua time glorious?
I've got drawn butter inside my DNA.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.